This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dave. Who is it?
It's me, Dave. Open up, man. I got the stuff.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up?
You're lucky
enough
to be listening at FM.
Who?
Dave.
There's a lot of left channel, right channel going on.
Yeah, Dave, come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
Classic comedy.
No, man. I'm Dave, man. Hey, come on, man.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
me.
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
No, man, I am Dave, man. Will you, come on, open up the door, will you? I got the stuff with me. I think the cops saw me.
Who is it?
Come on, open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
That's the best part.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where is Dave?
Woo!
How about Regis acting like a retard?
No, he's not retarded.
No, Regis, that was Regis today.
Yep.
Hey, Regis.
That's him.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys. How you doing, George?
I'm just a simple president.
No S, Sherlock.
I've never voted in the Democrat primary in my life. I'm not exactly sure, you know, if I'm the proper person to be opining about how the Democrats are going to conduct themselves from this point forward.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smartass?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Hey, Randy. Randy, wow, loud. Check Wade. Loud, man. Oh, and how about Dale Jr.?
What not?
Hey.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I've never voted in the Democrat primary in my life. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, you heard that one. Sorry. You know,
Barack Obama.
Wow. Kind of an equal time thing.
That's your big bitch.
No, this is. Regis.
That was funny.
That was very funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
How about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Let's check on Buzz.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Right. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
There he is. Hi there, Buzz.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary. Please stand by.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we go.
I like weight.
Let's stop that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
all you 10,000 maniacs.
Welcome back to the coast.
Welcome. How the frig are you? Not in my show, Ann. Right. New episode on Monday. Phone number same as it was last week. 877-365-3636.
I can't believe it. These guys are facts. These kids are facts. I can't believe it.
No.
Rickles.
The name calling.
What is he, a faggot?
Stop of that, please.
Regis.
No, he's not retarded.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a wee little bit. Regis.
Anyway, how the heck are you?
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Sorry we weren't here on Friday. I'll give you a brief update on why we weren't here. It kind of caught me by surprise that we had to put down Colonel Klink on Friday, and as it turns out, had to put him down right about this time. Want to thank the good people out at TLC Animal Hospital, Leesburg, Virginia. Poor Colonel Klink, you know how it is with dogs. He had the thing with his eye, and he had the big cone that he'd been wearing around his head. And we'd taken him to the vet quite a few times over the last couple of weeks. We had to take him to a specialist vet. We found out on Thursday that it was a tumor that was cancerous. And when it gets that way with dogs, it just starts eating them up.
Goes fast. Mm-hmm.
So it really became a question. Janet had taken him originally because we didn't count on, you know, putting him to sleep on Friday.
Right.
She took him to the vet at about 10 a.m. And then the vet called me about noon. And I went out there and, you know, he was just absolutely on his last leg.
Yeah, it caught you by surprise, right? Because this was, I mean, I remember thinking you thought it was an infection and, you know, he had the cone and all that. Yeah, and then bingo. Well, it happens fast.
Then we got the thing where the doctor said, you know, and we'd found that out on Friday morning that it was a tumor. And then they did more checking and they said, well, you know, the problems are going to start shutting him down. And, you know, we had to put him to sleep, and that's sad. We hadn't expected it. He hadn't expected it. He was a trooper. My God, what a great dog. I'm not going to go on and on about this because, frankly, this is part of the reason I'm kind of anxious to get away from this. I like talking about my life. I like talking about what goes on.
Right.
But there was a part of me, you know, really thinking today, well, maybe I wasn't going to mention Colonel Klink because...
Well, that was the game plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the game plan on Friday.
Because, frankly, everybody, I think if you're listening, you got to be tired of me coming in saying, well, I mean, really, who else is going to die now? You know, I'm starting to run out of people and animals around me to die.
You know, it's nice when I get a call. It's just a little message to everybody around here that I get a call and it's like, I said, okay, I'll go in and we'll do a show. And you say, you know, I just want to keep it low key. And people, I don't want people talking about the fact that this is going on. And so just we'll take a day off on Friday. And then whoever, you know, the powers that be say it's a family emergency.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's right. Right after the game plan was to, you know, obviously you're fine talking about it today, but at the time you weren't. And that's kind of what I explained to people. That's why you didn't want me coming on Friday. And then all of a sudden it's family emergency, which defeated the whole purpose of that.
It would have been, hi, I'm Mike. Don's not here again. Well, where's Don? Well, today his dog died.
Right.
Well, how come he's not here right now? What time exactly did his dog die?
Right. You know, like
well,
that.
It was about 3:22, and I really didn't want to go through the whole thing. And I don't know why Michael Hughes or whoever had to announce it was a personal day, but that's why it was a personal day. And
right. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about having to
no
deal
problem.
With that.
He is man.
To drag anybody in your, you know, you're close to your animals, and anybody that's had that happen knows what it's like.
He would have been 15 years old in July. So
lived a good long doggy life.
That's a long, long dog life, and he was a good, good friend. I had talked about him, and it is like losing a member of the family.
Yeah,
it really is, especially with, you know, when like when Frida passed away. I would be alone in that house, and it would just be Colonel Klink and I. Mm-hmm. And a dog, well, I've said this all along about dogs, that they're incredibly intuitive about our moods and what's going on.
True.
Which is why I was so proud of him even towards the end on Friday, that I was sitting there just falling apart, and Janet was crying as well. And this was before they even shot him up with the loopy stuff. He was just laying on the ground, and I was holding his head in my hand, and he was just looking me in the eye and looking at me as if to say, you know, hey, I know this is happening. I'm fine with it. He didn't resist it one step of the way. Was sad on Friday, sad on Saturday. Feel better about it today. Sure. And that's why there was no show on Friday.
Well, so long and safe journey to old Colonel Klink. That was a good dog for a good long time.
It sure was.
It was just the fact that it was a surprise.
Right.
Know?
Right.
Frankly.
As it often is with that type of thing, all of a sudden they say, hey, it's this, and it's bing, bang, boom. And
you know, when my little
before
dog,
you know it, you want to take the dog out of its misery. It's a sad thing.
But when my little dog Max, we had to put him to sleep.
that was not a secret. I came in and worked that day. I was sad, but we came in. This was like, boom, you get the phone call, and, you know, you miss the big guy. You miss the big guy because he'd been, of all the dogs we had, my dog.
Right.
Right.
And through thick, through thin, that dog was it. That dog was my psychologist, my my friend, you know, my buddy. A lot of times I would treat him, not badly, but I would just, that's why dogs are so great. It's like, you know, you have a bad day and you would come home and just be like, oh, I look at him, would you just leave me alone for 5 seconds? You stand there with the ball in his mouth.
Right.
And then, you know, you look at him and you go, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. He's
no,
just
they
like,
have that great short-term memory, too.
He's like, hey, I'm just happy to see you. You know, I'm like the only being in the world right now that's happy to see you. And look at me. I got a ball in my mouth. What are you giving me the hairy eyeball for?
So he was, don't give me that dirty look. Or they wouldn't say don't give me that dirty look. They just look at you like, oh, come on, let's go.
I'm a dog. Anyway, he was a great dog, and he'll be missed. And that's sad. But it's as I mentioned out there at TLC, that's a very humane way to do it. And they give us lots of time with Clink. They gave us about 15 minutes.
Where was this again? Because I think that you should let everybody know.
In Leesburg, Virginia, the TLC Animal Hospital. That's where we had to go. They treated it as such an emergency when they found out everything that was happening. They said, you got to get him right now to this animal hospital to see this vet.
Right.
But this vet, the special vet, is fixing a horse right now.
Ah.
So we had to wait for...
That's a different kind of vet out there. That's yeah. The big leagues.
Right. So we waited for the special doctor.
I know the vets out in that neck of the woods. Those are the vets that have those big houses.
She came by, and she was great. But they were very nice. So
good.
Anyway, that's that. And, you know, life goes on.
I didn't realize that in the rest of the weekend that our paths were going to cross, that we were both going to be downtown at the same time.
Now, as it turns out...
I can't believe you picked yesterday to go down.
Well, here's why. Here's why. We've talked about this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I am, I think the way Mike is, the way a lot of people are. If there's something that you can do to make someone else happy that you really are like 50-50 on, but it's a long ways away, mm-hmm. you say, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll do that. No problem.
Make it happen.
Right.
Well, what happened was Saturday night, Barry Manilow is doing a concert at the Verizon Center downtown. Now, yeah, let's hear it.
Rob applauds.
I told Janet way back in October when she saw this. I said, you know what, Yeah, you're a good girlfriend. I'll go.
Why not?
Because it was that thing where it's, you know, I didn't know I was going to have to.
Now that's the type of offer that's made to you on the day. If somebody walks up and says, "Go to this show," you are going to immediately say, are you out of my mind? I'm not going to go through that immediate pain.
Well,
But a long-term off, it was something that you said, yeah, no problem.
And I said, you know, it's after football. Sure. You know, you do a lot for me. I'd be happy to. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, over the last couple of weeks, independent of Colonel Clink's health, I gave her the vibe that I wasn't really into it. And sadly for Janet, as she called her myriad of friends, they all said to her, they all said, we love you. You're a groovy chick.
We don't love you enough to go to that show.
No. And that includes not only the people that Janet knew before she met me, and not only people everybody here. Marsha. She ran it by Marsha.
Right.
Marsha Burbank said, I'd love to go. I hate Barry Manilow. Mm. Carrie Spiewak said, no. Finally, Carrie was going to if they were able to get a babysitter. Mm-hmm. But even then, I finally said to Rob, you know, screw it. I'll bite the bullet. So... What happened was
good for you
because Saturday
good for you.
Hey, listen, this thing with Clink was devastating on Friday. So Saturday, we were both still bummed out. So we didn't have to go to Barry Manilow.
Ah.
So she says to me, you know what? There was a restaurant down there that I really thought we could go to dinner to before the show. And I said, baby, you're the greatest. Because at that point, it's no Barry Manilow.
No Barry Manilow. You want to go downtown and go eat? No problem at all.
I said, you want to go to someplace downtown Sunday, 3 o'clock? You're on.
I cannot believe your timing.
We get in the car.
Can I just say before you go on, because we bumped it, we were both down there because I took the kids to a hockey game yesterday. This is how screwed up the city was going to be down around the Verizon Center. I got an email. An email from the Caps. The Caps sent out a special email warning everyone. I just thought I'd interject with that. Warning everyone that you're not. They're going to be closing streets, and you can go on with why they were doing it. Because you were down there, right? We were down there at the same time.
So we come just tooling around. We got a reservation like at 2:15, and we're tooling around, and I'm telling Janet the whole thing about, you know where the GPS is? Right here. I point to my head.
Sure.
Right here, baby.
You know downtown, baby. You know where you're going.
You take this ramp to this road, you get on Constitution, you get to 7th, you make a left on 7th, you go two blocks off, you make a right on 9th, boom, we're there. Mm-hmm. We get off on 7th Street, we get about two blocks off, and it looks like, at first I think it's a crime scene, right? Because there's cops everywhere, and I said, whoa, what's going on? And then I saw the big paper mache dragon head come walking by, and I looked at her and I said, what is this? And then we saw what appeared to be, I don't know, like 10 boatloads it was like, my God, it was like the clowns getting out of a car, you know, the little car with 1,000 clowns.
The Shriners, Shrine Circus, right.
It was like all of a sudden, there was 100 Chinese people running by, all of them wearing uniforms, the things that look like PJs.
Oh, you had stumbled into the Chinese New Year parade.
So I said to Jan, no problem.
There were so many streets closed down. When I read the email, I got this email and I look on this thing and I said, God, they're closing this. I said, all right, forget it. Take the subway. That's how bad downtown was going to be.
Yeah.
And there you were inadvertently driving into the teeth of it.
So we get down there. At this point, I still don't know if it's a hockey game, right? Keep in mind, I have never been to the Verizon Center. Never.
Right.
Never been there my whole life, the whole time it's
matter of principle.
Well, it used to be. Now it's just, why would I go?
Right.
So we get down there, and after we park the car, and it's one of those indoor garages, and you know the deal, you're going down and down, and it seems everything says compact car only. And even though we've got a little car, the little car ain't going to get in these spots, and you're wondering.
And you are kind of taking a crapshoot because they really don't count. I mean, they really they'll close those garages down when the garage is filled up and somebody that goes all the way to the bottom comes back and tells the guy.
You're damn straight. So we parked the car and walked the obligatory half mile to the one open elevator. Mm. And as we're waiting there, there are another 20 people in different Chinese outfits that come walking up. And they all go, are we too late for the parade? You know, and we're looking at them like, you got me by the short hairs, honey. I don't know. We get out in the street, and all of a sudden, it's a barrage, not only of people celebrating Chinese New Year, but guess what? The Washington Capitals have just beaten the New York Rangers.
Yay!
And there's 13,000 other people coming on the street at the same time.
First place. Let's go, Cabs. I was at that game.
And it's so incredibly windy that they have.
Yeah, also when you got there when the wind arrived too.
They've got these big fenced in construction areas that have barbed wire and it's chain link fence, but it's so windy the fences, and even though they have big bricks under them, the fences are actually blowing away. There's literally thousands of people in the street. Janet is saying to me, that barbed wire is coming close to us. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I should have just gone to Barry Mantle.
You know, this is your punishment.
You haven't gotten to the restaurant yet.
No.
You're going through all this as I am escaping the city. You are doing this as I am underground, making the very best effort to escape the city on what I'm here to say is now officially the worst subway system in the world.
Come on.
I'm sorry. It sucks.
Our subway's great. Metro is great. What's wrong with it?
It sucks.
It's awesome. It's clean.
It sucks. Excuse me. I think the whole point of taking a subway is you're taking a subway for convenience. It's going to be quicker. And I think really, now, trains, if you're going out west, they'd say, you're going out west to see Kansas City, or you're going to Los Angeles, or you're going out there where you can live your dreams, prospecting for gold. But as far as a subway, I don't think you should have to wait a half an hour for a subway train
along. I'd rather take New York subways where, gosh, you get to smell barf and you get to smell BM and, maybe they'll rob you or rape you.
Well, you know what? I'd rather get robbed, raped, and be there on time. Because they were working on it yesterday, which is perfect with the Chinese New Year, the Caps game and all that. They were working on it downtown. And it was, I believe, one that we waited for was almost 30 minutes, and the other one was 17 minutes. Subways aren't supposed, they're supposed to be, one train comes, 5 minutes later another one comes, and 5 minutes later another one comes.
It's odd, you did bring up the official motto of the New York subway system, yeah. robbed, raped, and on time.
On time, that's right. But a little quicker, you've ridden the subways in New York.
What happened is you're dealing with weekend hours.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't run them, they're one after another during the week,
and
fast.
And listen, I about had the atomic blast between my ears after we had our lunch and made our way through the sea of humanity that continued, right? Because I guess after the Capitals game, people linger and...
If they don't have to get their daughter to religious training. Then they can actually stay for the overtime period and watch the team win.
Ah.
If they don't have to get back to get their daughter to...
It's always God first with you, Mike.
It is.
I know that.
Always been that way.
It is.
In Christ's service.
It is.
So
not my daughter's fault at all. Not anybody's fault.
I brought his name up. Just, I brought the J-Man's name up a couple
of times. So did I on the subway stand, and I apologize.
And here's what it was with me. So we leave the restaurant, and we had a very nice lunch, and Janet had a nice time. I had a nice time.
Good.
Was the restaurant worth driving downtown?
Yeah, it was real nice.
Good.
And onion? What, Robbie?
Rob.
No, it was a Chili's. Oh,
did you get the chicken marsala?
All I know is that we got three entrees for $9.99.
Lots of breadsticks.
There's no Olive Garden, Mike, downtown, Mike. Don't try to fool me. I know that
That's
already.
That's a shame. They should have one, though.
So we make the hike back
someday
to the building where you've got the garage, where we're on the fourth level
downstairs.
And they've got the most retarded way to pay. They say, you must pay. It's automated, so you got to pay. When you come back into the building to get your car, you pay on the top level. That's fine. I don't mind.
Right.
I put the ticket in, and it comes back out, and it says, P.S., you have a 15-minute grace period. Hmm. We go downstairs, and it took us almost 10 minutes just to get out of the parking spot to get to level number three.
Why they didn't? That's why. That's technology you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
That is technology you don't need.
So it was almost 60 minutes of going up level three.
Wow.
Level two, got to level one, found out what the problem was. Everybody had the same problem as me. Everybody got up there, and there was some guy from the George Clooney movie Siriana. Some guy.
It's a melting pot.
Yeah. Some guy, I don't know, you know, doesn't speak the language real good.
Right? You know.
But all he was doing was saying to everyone, leaning into their cars and saying, $8 more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, I got here on time, and he just kept pointing to the sign that said 15 minutes.
Right there in black
15
and white.
Minute grace point. Mm-hmm. And when we got about two car lengths away, I made the ass move of all ass moves. I said, because I had been very patient waiting in this line of idiots, myself included, and I said, well, look at Jan. There's half the problem. There's two lanes. And I don't know why people don't realize there's a second lane. And before she could even say, stop and look at the situation, you know me, speed racer, get to the second lane and find out, well, the arm is absolutely down.
Right.
And it's closed.
It's closed.
Right. And it's closed. So now what I got to do is back my car up in this limited spot.
Rely on the grace of others to let you back in the line.
Oh. And there was no grace there because I'm the ass that had to jump out of line.
Yeah. You did so forcefully.
And then no one wanted.
Kind of, kind of rocked the car with your suspension and
no
your
one wanted
zeal.
To let me back in.
Oh.
And it was embarrassing. And the guy came up to the car and he got the whole thing where he said, it's $8. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Filled with joy to let you know that.
Meanwhile, behind it's just beep, 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 right. Beep, beep, beep. And the whole time
you're dealing with something at those parking kiosks, you're dealing with a stronger, more resolute attitude than you would get at a stronghold of the Taliban.
But then, thank God, some guy, Joe Camel, whatever this guy's name is, some all-American guy came in and sized up the situation and just said, open the gate. Next 50 cars. Move them on through.
Right.
I was like, and I said to Janet, thank God an American showed up.
Get her done. Well, of course. Get her done.
Was it Barry Manilow?
And then as soon as we got out on the street, of course it was. So you made your way all the way up to the top of the parking garage,
right.
Only to realize you're not going anywhere because, again, walking by, it's like that tape we have, that
Festive, isn't it? You know, it's funny, the melody you were using was, you know, Christmas thing. Yes, you were just singing.
Sounded Chinese.
Do you know what I can, but yeah, and I hate to keep jumping in because I know you're talking about what happened,
I'm
but
done.
I was, I forgot to tell you this.
I'm done.
Last week that Carl and I went out to dinner Friday, and it was kind of a you know, we were kind of having a little rough evening and arguing about this and that. It just wasn't one of those great, pleasant dinners. One of the things they said was they would validate your parking at the restaurant. And so we're kind of going, meh, 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 and the dinner's not good. And it's her fault. It's my fault. It's both our fault. We're walking out of there, and we forgot to validate. And I forgot to tell you that I got out of the parking garage by using a Marine Corps coin and telling the guy in the kiosk that I was there on military business. I swear.
Sergeant Mike O'Mara.
I swear to God. I said, hey, I'm sorry, we were at a military function. And it's got the, you know, you remember when I went to the Marine Corps birthday? It's got the Marine Corps logo on it. Yeah. And I was so just distraught with how bad the dinner was. Right. And I was supposed to get my parking validated that technically it was going to be free anyway.
Right.
So I wanted to beat the parking. I didn't know what I didn't even know what it was going to cost. But I hold this coin up and I say to the guy, we were just at a military function. The young lady in back of me, because we had separate cars, we met at the restaurant. And you have to let her through first. He goes,
my name's Major Woody.
He says, it was just like that. So he said, okay, I need you to sign. I said, I'll sign whatever you got. He said, just hand me. So he says, sign. He puts it in the thing, and it's like $8, $10, and he hands it back to me, and I signed Joe Pasker, my buddy from Glastonbury, Connecticut. And underneath, I swear to God, I wrote USMC. Oh.
Luckily, you looked like you're in the Corps, and so it sold it.
I surely did. It's the only bright spot of the evening.
Do you remember our experiment at BWI? When we parked one weekend there, and we noticed that it was going to cost like $48.
Oh, yeah.
But it said, lost ticket, $5.
Really?
So we said, yeah, we lost our ticket.
Yeah. $5. It worked.
I wonder if they're still doing that.
We had to fill out a form.
But it was worth it.
But it was worth it. It saved us $43.
We both sat there like for 30 minutes going, this is worth every penny.
Of course it is, to fill out a form.
Sure. Yeah.
For $40?
Yeah. But listen, your District of Columbia, my heart, over my hand, this is absolutely true. We're making our way downtown yesterday for the day of lunch. Before we
the
even
day of lunch,
as it's known on the calendar.
Before we even got to the Chinese New Year and the Caps game and everything else,
right?
I was weaving my way downtown, and there was a bicycle courier coming at me the other way. Mm. Now you know DC is full of, especially when you get down by Pennsylvania Avenue, it's full of roads that go right then left, and you go in a circle and. Anyway, there's this courier that was just cutting across five lanes of traffic. And as I was making a left-hand turn, he wanted to go straight. And I barreled through the light. And right as he put on his brakes to stop, he put his hand in the air and he said, he didn't say it, he screamed it. F-U N-word.
Oh.
And Janet said, what are you doing? Move the car. Because she thought I was, like, mad. And I said, you just called me the animal.
Right.
You were going to stop and thank him? Or
no, I was going to say, my windows aren't tinted.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, are you
he could see that you could see that you were Caucasian?
Are you profiling me because I'm styling with a real?
Was the courier, what was his racial makeup?
He was 100% Aryan.
Really?
He was
then,
a white.
Then it makes total lack of sense.
I said to Janet,
makes no sense at all.
Regardless of whatever happens, I mean, of all the places, I don't think you want to be on a bicycle in Washington, D.C., yelling that word.
Not why.
No.
I really don't think.
But, I mean, obviously he's down there all the time.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? If you want anybody's advice on being a courier, we have a. You know, we have somebody that's worked in that line of work here.
I forgot.
Very experienced at it.
How is it, Joe? Are you listening tonight?
Joe.
Don and Mike.
Answering the phones.
Have that package to us, sir.
Dave's not here.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Don.
What did he want?
I don't know.
You used to have a lot of jobs, didn't you, Joe?
Huh?
Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Joe.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you were right. We have someone who has some experience.
That may have been the last time I'll ever do that.
As a courier.
No, it won't.
No, it really will be.
I don't think so.
No, I really don't think so. I'm not trying anymore.
You'll forget.
Huh?
You'll forget.
Yeah. I'm trying to build bridges, Rob, to be honest with you. Trying to build some bridges.
You know, from my standpoint.
Really, trying to set the groundwork. Really, if I can be honest with you. I'm just not going to do it anymore. Just not going to do it.
The guy with the bicycle. Hey, listen, I have respect for bicyclists.
Sure.
I really do. The guy didn't.
That just sounds funny to me.
I do. Jesus Christ. A guy on a bicycle ran into me in Ocean City, Maryland. Scared the crap out of me.
Right.
I was on a bicycle hit by a motorcycle when I was a kid. I'm glad this brings you a lot of joy, Mike.
I know. It just sounds funny. You have the ultimate respect for people that ride bicycles.
They're vulnerable.
I do. I like those people. I wouldn't do anything. It's like, hey, dude.
Really?
You're in a bicycle. Shut up, Mike. You're in a bicycle. You're going 80 miles an hour. I'm in a car. I believe I can make it through this intersection before you. And guess what? I did. Mm-hmm. But, oh, yeah. Oh, what? So you got to drop the N-bomb on me?
He shouts that ugly word.
Are you saying you have respect for bicycle couriers or all cyclists? Because that we might have to have that truck discussion. Because that's another thing. I think
all
that's
cyclists,
a worthless,
Mike.
Worthless use of roadway.
All cyclists.
What about unicyclists?
Especially love, lots of love
right.
for them.
What the if best. It's a real big wheel in the front and a little tiny wheel in the
that's
back?
That's the only kind of bicycle I ride. Rob.
I know that's what you have in Ocean
City. You have
City.
Respect for the ones that are out on the weekend wearing their butt crack soaked pants. That you know those tight little things. Well, they call them bicycle pants.
The Joe Krebs pants.
And they wear the little stupid hats. And the tight little European outfits?
Well, that's why someone once told me you get feelers on the side of your car.
Now we're talking.
What about now a bike that seats three?
Stop it. Hey, Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, that garage you parked in over the weekend?
Yeah.
I live in the building above it, and I parked my car there for a year and a half. And only
Wait, hold on a second.
It's the only building. With
how in the name
parking.
Of God can you possibly identify what garage he's talking about?
The only one, Mike.
Four levels, got crazy Chinese symbols, one elevator system. You can't get into it without a key fob. I know where it is. I live there.
Well, it actually could be virtually any of those parking garages.
It really
there.
Could. There yeah. are... hundreds of garages with one elevator system.
And you're right. There were a lot of spots, and that helped slow us down as
well. The only thing this guy might have me on is the Chinese lettering. Chinese lettering down in the garage?
No.
Didn't say that?
I never said there was Chinese lettering.
Sir?
There were Chinese people.
As well.
What?
You came out in the middle of the parade route? Is what you said?
Yeah, we came out in the middle of the parade.
Yeah, that's the only one place you can park there.
You can come out in the middle of a parade at like 50 different locations.
Dozens of them.
Anywho. Yeah, that slowed us down too because you park at this garage, this underground garage, and then you say, oh, hey, we ended up getting a good spot. Look, there's the elevator. And then you go over there and you're like this on the door going. And then they got a real little sign saying only for card holders.
It's the weekend in Washington.
All right, you go, hey. Yeah. This door isn't opening.
It's a different town on the weekdays, you know, when the buildings are open.
Why there's so many Chinese people down here today?
Did you get yourself one of those little yellow flags that everybody had? The yellow with the red writing on it?
No, Mike, the only flag I carry, red, white, blue, you know that. Mm-hmm. Stop that. Me love America. Long time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how are you doing?
Hey, my friend.
I just wanted to tell you the N-word is not a color of skin. It's a frame of mind. So I know plenty of white N-words.
Well, all I know is that it scared my white ass. I'll tell you that. I didn't like hearing that. I wanted to look around and anybody say, he wasn't talking to me, but then...
I know. Still think the guy's taking a chance by shouting that out loudly at the top of his lungs. If he,
dumb.
Even if he's a brother, it might not be the smartest idea.
I'm reminded of that Bruce Willis movie with Sam Jackson. Where, he makes
where he's got him wearing the lunch board?
Makes him wear the sign.
Very scary.
Isn't it?
What?
Is that Die Hard 3?
Die Hard with a Vengeance, yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
What a doodle. Hi, it's the Duke of Dangle, the Prince of... Don, how are you?
Hey, Doug, listen, your chance to come on the show is rapidly running out. We can't find you, dude.
Well, I was hoping that with your impending departure, you would allow me to come on and do some of my wacky bits. Mike, what would you think about a little fun?
Yeah, open-ended invitation, Grace.
So sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A little British.
Hello.
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 Hey, Don, I got a Xbox question. I'm somewhat new to Xbox. What is your gamer tag and which lobby do you frequent?
Well, I go in the man-on-man lobby.
it's the NAMBLA lobby.
No, you know what?
You're right, Mike. You're right. I'll stand up to the National
Man-Boy Love Association.
Love Association. Right.
Now, is that a type of-
and my name is I do it in my pants.
Are you the Browns? You play the Browns, right?
Always, exclusively.
I thought you had the nickname Mr. Jolly Rancher. Just to really get the, you know, get the candy people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi there, we're doing great.
I want to know if Sergeant Fury's there to talk to me.
Oh, my. Let's just...
Bye!
Let's just B-A-I-L on that right now.
That is interesting today. He's been coming up so much on the show today. Yeah. Bull-doogie.
Mike.
If you say.
Think about it, Mike.
Hey.
That's kind of going from Grease.
Yeah, I went from Grease to Tony Diggs.
Diggs. Uh-huh. Tony Diggs.
Kind of highlights my mindset with that, doesn't it? Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The hybrid.
Hello.
What's up, man? I pulled out of a parking spot once, and I was turning onto the street. I looked left, I looked right. Nobody was coming. There were cars coming. No, you know, it was in the sidewalk, waiting to turn left, looking to the left, looking to the right. Still was about 10 seconds. I'm looking to the left. All of a sudden, boom, this guy on a bike hits my car because he's driving it. He's riding his bike on the sidewalk. It's a bum on a bike. He goes over my car with the bike. The bike's on the top of my hood. And I've been sitting there for about 10 seconds. The bike slides down towards the front of my car, scraping my hood. And I get out of the car, and he goes, "Oh, I'm all right. You're all right. You had a huge scrape in my car, you freaking bum.
You bum. It was the bleacher bum.
Insurance bleacher bum.
I found that somewhat. The word disgusting is not right. Annoying would be the number of homeless people I saw yesterday.
There were a number of very cold last night.
They're really
night.
Pissing me
cold
off.
Cold front coming through.
They really pissed me off. One guy, I never do this, man, but it was just too many people, and the guy reached out and grabbed onto my arm. We were walking past a group of people, and he's like, "Help a vet." I said, "Prove you were there."
Wow.
Janet said, let's go.
Oh, dear.
Let's go.
Altercation time.
Let's go. Move along. Well, when you feel that clammy hand coming out and grabbing onto your jacket, like, help with that.
I have no idea whether the gentleman that I bumped into at the Pentagon Metro Station, and I say the Pentagon Metro Station, that should indicate to both of you that when I was coming home from the game yesterday, I got on the wrong train with my family.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I got on the wrong train.
Huh?
That's my fault, and I take full responsibility.
Johnny Wrongway.
There was a guy that was by the time the yellow train went through the Pentagon station and we were waiting for the blue train, we watched a man who was the only other person in the station with us go through the turnstiles about 11 times.
Really?
And he would go through and put the card in, lift it up. Then he would go through again and he would lift it up. I don't know whether he had an unlimited fare card, but it was fun to watch.
Was he homeless?
And then he got close to us. And this is not Clint Howard. This is the guy that played... I don't even know the name of the movie, but he was Booger. He was the character.
Curtis Armstrong.
He was on Moonlighting too.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Picture
Armstrong.
Booger, only longer hair and a very serious expression, looking down with his lips open like this, going, "Hey." Every time he came by us, and
you really did get on the wrong train.
I got on the wrong train.
Annoying. That's right. Homeless people, I find them.
It was
annoying.
A day in Washington, Don. It was a day yesterday.
Annoying.
It really was quite a day.
And it wasn't Mike Ramey.
All the way from Sacramento.
When I'm coming downtown, you know, clean up the city.
Please.
You know, push all the homeless people, you know, 3-4 blocks to the east.
Sure.
Well, I think you probably with the cold front coming in, you had them kind of scurrying for, you know, their arrangements.
You would have done better
night.
Today because they're coming off a warm front. We've had a mild winter, and they
right.
probably, there's a lot of them. They'll start dropping like flies, and there won't be so many of them.
Probably fewer of them today.
Yeah, I would think so. Look, they'll be around the grates.
Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses
like Mike's
for you.
Fish.
Yeah. Fish are fine, Buzz.
Up against the grate.
Fish are fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
We're great, thanks. How about you?
Just like you guys, or Don at least, whenever I'm in D.C. and a bum asks me to help him because he's a vet, what I usually do is I say, "What company you're from?" And he says, this one guy went to in D.C., he said, "The company is kicking ass."
And so I definitely gave him a...
That's a good comeback, though, on
his
part.
It's not a bad answer.
The company of kicking ass.
And I only said it because I was just flipped out.
Right.
That grabbed me.
Just everything, right? You were surprised by the crowd scene and everything else.
All that Capitals jerseys, the wind's blowing, right. Janet sang...
Did you catch any of the parade at all?
Oh, we were in the parade.
Oh, good. Very good. Again.
I said, I love your food. I love all of it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Love your checkers.
Hello.
Don's and Mike's.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well.
I was wondering, a little off topic, if you guys caught the Grammys at all last night.
I caught too much of the Grammys.
I'll tell you what,
night.
I tuned in and when I tuned out. I tuned in when Alicia Keys did that thing with Frank Sinatra. Which
I enjoyed that.
I thought was excellent. I tuned out about a half hour later when I saw the guy from Arrested Development, Bateman, when I saw him up there telling how you could vote and text vote.
Oh, you mean Too Cool for School?
Yeah, when it was, he's trying to be Ryan Seacrest. And
he's trying to be cooler than Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, because he was pretending like, so, and if you want to, you know, you text, what are these numbers? You text to 5, 8, 6,
he couldn't
five,
read.
2, and it was.
The My Grammy moment or whatever it was?
No, it was to have some numbnuts play with somebody.
He had like 3 or 4 classical musicians, and they were getting some kind of Grammy Now award where they got to play with the Foo Fighters. I don't know what the hell it was.
It was
a contrived, created thing. And you know what? It was so contrived and created, I think Jason Bateman, he was confused about it too. Hmm. He had trouble, and they were writing it for him.
Anyway, that's all I saw. Those were the only...
You didn't see Tina Turner?
No.
Kanye West was really, I mean, I know that's your guys' favorite boy right there, but...
Oh, your guys', I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and I do like Kanye.
I'd still do Tina.
Stronger, faster, better, stronger.
I would. It's a toss-up. I'd still do Tina. I'd still do Aretha.
Sure.
Wow.
Aretha.
You know,
and with Aretha, when Aretha comes out, really now, the only question is always, you know, how big now? Now, it's not a question. Aretha, God love her, for a while, she would go from being sort of fat to very big.
Right.
Now it's a question of, is she going to be big, bigger, or biggest?
She's just in the give-up phase.
She is huge now. Yeah. They got a seat from where they were at the Staples Center last night, right? They did it at the big arena, and they've got a long shot for her, and she's wearing something yellow, and you could see her coming out next to whoever she was next to.
I thought 3 students were going to get all.
It was incredible.
I get it. It's like she's a boss.
Uh-huh.
She's a boss, says Robbie.
I what I did is I came to the Grammys late and I TiVo'd it and fast forwarded through all the musical performances.
Oh, I watched Carrie Underwood too. Nice. Nice log splitter. Seriously,
really beautiful little short shorts that she had on, showing a lot of leg.
Like Nancy Sinatra shorts.
Wow.
Nice. I like
Beyonce
that.
Looked pretty hot.
I like that song too about beating some guy's ass with a bat.
Before he cheats the game. Before he
cheats the game. You know, they both look sexy, but the sexiest I thought was Andrea Bocelli.
Oh yeah.
There's just something about a guy that can't see. That is a total turn on.
Alluring.
Really just a total turn on.
The other sentences.
Don't you always use they do something like, I'll tell you what, this has nothing to do with Andrea Bocelli. My son called me over the weekend to tell me, thank God he's evolved. Thank God he finally has grown up. Thank God he's not the one that was passed out in the bathroom of a pizza joint. Here's what happens. He says Saturday night, he gets a call from a buddy saying, hey, one of our friends is downtown, he's at the pizza place, and the guy is just passed out. So Bart gets in his car to go pick up his buddy. He gets down there. The guy is sitting on the toilet, and his pants are around his ankles. Oh. And Bart said, Daddy's passed out. I said, uh-oh. He said, they violated him. I said, oh,
what?
Bart, I don't want to hear this. And he said, no, Dad, they took Sharpie, and they wrote, like, on his forehead, I love Dick. And they wrote, I'm a homo, all over his chest, all over his arms, then on his legs, and the guy was passed out, obviously. They wrote, I have little balls. And I said, did you take a picture of it? He's like, oh, no, I totally forgot to take a picture of it.
That's always a blast when they do that with somebody. Of course, unless the guy dies, and then it's unfortunate.
Not
but,
as funny.
But it's funny when a guy, because I love those. I think that's my all-time favorite, is writing on the guy's face with Sharpie when he's passed out. I love that.
I'd never done it to anybody, and what made me think of it.
We did it with magic markers back in the day.
I would, they'd never do it. Wouldn't it be great? wrote like ass on Andrea Bocelli's forehead before he came out.
But see, it's the difference between he'd feel the wetness of the Sharpie on his forehead.
Yeah. Not if you like pinched his butt or something at the same time.
Don't you think even a blind guy would know that you were writing on him?
All right, what if you just put him in a jacket and on the back of the jacket it said.
Then you have no problem.
I'm a blind ass.
Then you have no problem at all.
You tell Bocelli that it's makeup.
No, but you couldn't do it. You'd still. I was thinking about that. You still could say, "Yeah, if you kind of went like this."
Yeah, you could do it.
And you just like did quick strokes like you were doing makeup strokes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And why is it that he can't see, but Josh Groban can?
It's a shame, isn't it?
Please,
it's truly unfortunate.
And Josh Groban to me might as well be Daniel Powder. So don't be screaming about what a talent Josh Groban is.
Yeah, he was trying to be an opera singer last night, and made me even more want to miss Luciano Pavarotti when I heard him. That's just, first of all, that's a song that that a chick's supposed to sing. The chick is supposed to, when they're singing that song called The Prayer, I love that song, and you're supposed to have a woman singing it, and he's singing it, Josh Groban with Andrea Bocelli.
He is a woman.
I didn't get it.
He is a woman.
Well, you'll have to write that on his forehead the next time he passes out.
He's a mo. Hey, hold on a second. Have you seen the commercial? We got to isolate this. It's with Derek Jeter, and he's walking down the street, and he says, "Everybody watches my highlights now, and high def, slow mo, fast mo, all kind of mo's." you gotta be old to remember that.
Save that for the whole season.
All kind
I'd love
mo's.
To use that.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You missed the most wonderful, great performance by a heroin addict, Amy Winehouse.
Oh yeah, how was she?
Amy Winehouse. I actually did TiVo the Grammys and wait specifically to see her perform, because you've heard so much about her, and I found her to be, look, I didn't think that she was under...
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
The obvious influence of any drugs, but I did think, maybe the cumulative effect of all the drugs she's done, she wasn't quite right. Definitely, her behavior was a little odd, but I was waiting to hear... I think she sings that song better, that rehab song, but she just acted a little odd. There's kind of they had the skip, which was...
And she's in rehab. That's what's so ironic, don't
which
you think?
Kind of, I found the whole thing a little creepy.
I think...
No,
like
I found it a little... I distrusted the whole thing. That, she's in rehab, and now we've got the rehab song.
Singing about it.
Yeah, I was thinking of driving in, actually, about Amy Winehouse. If somebody, the Slicky Boy record guys that we've known for years, couldn't you see somebody walk out? Hey, listen, darling. All right, here's what we want you to do. 4 o'clock in London, 4 a.m., we want you to walk the streets.
Look at her, though.
Just wear your bedroom slippers and walk the streets. This will be great PR. Because every time she does it, it makes every tabloid, and it sells records, and I don't trust it.
I'll follow you up to this point. I don't think they're telling her to, but I think there's some guy with pinky rings and the big tie going, "Darling, of course you can go for a walk at 4 a.m. outside in your slippers. Amy Winehouse, go ahead." And as soon as she leaves, he calls
the phone.
And says, "Hello, this is an anonymous tip. I'm not that guy that's producing Amy Winehouse's career, but if you go out on 4th and Barlow right now, you can see her bare ass swinging in the trees."
What a great thing. Listen, right before the Grammys, we'll have her go into rehab. Then she gets out of rehab, sounding like Larry. She gets out of rehab, and she's ready to go on the Grammy telecast.
Why?
It'll be hot. It'll be fantastic. But she is, she did... give her tribute to her little Blakey husband that's in car. As she said, "I'd like to say hi to my Blakey who's incarcerated." I do love the Brits. Incarcerated right now.
Had you ever seen her sing? I'd seen, hours of her on TMZ walking down the street.
I have never seen her sing.
Hard to tell if she's normally like that or not. I thought she was great.
I thought she was good, but I thought she could be better. I think I've heard her sound better. So.
I think her eye makeup is beautiful.
Speaking of Paul, I read... somewhere, because that divorce is getting fuggly with Heather Mills and Paul McCartney, that during sex, he liked to rub on her stump.
The guy she was having an affair with liked to rub on her stump.
Oh, is it that? Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
The guy that she had an affair with, like, for 6 weeks before they went on.
I thought it was Paul.
I don't think Paul liked the stump rubbing.
Never mind.
Ringo was at the Grammys last night.
I said, who was that standing with Ringo Starr?
George Martin.
No, the guy from the Eurythmics.
No, but earlier, Rob, there was George Martin who won a Grammy because he produced that show.
But the guy that was up on stage with the big queer glasses?
That's the Eurythmics guy, the wife of the ex-husband of...
you got it right, the wife of Annie Lennox.
The ex-wife of Annie Lennox.
He produced Ringo's most recent abortion.
proportion.
But George Martin looked to be about 90, 98
Poor
years
George
old.
Martin.
Yeah, George Martin was, you know, though.
You shouldn't make him travel.
What sucks about it's the Beatles still, and I still think of the Beatles in high regard. And now what are they doing? They're producing one of those Cirque du Soleil shows. And Carlos says to me, what is that? I said, it's what Cirque du Soleil always is. It's crap. It's nothing. It's
Darling, they're old men that made records before you were born. Don't you worry about it. The new kids on the block are having a reunion tour.
I was indicating to her that show had nothing to do with Beatles music. You know, where they, you know, they have the magician and then the little boy, and the lady kisses her little son and then wraps her arms around and twists. It's like every Cirque du Soleil show I've ever seen.
From a musical standpoint, if you get that the CD, though, the Beatles CD Love,
yeah,
it does have some really great remixes.
Oh, they do.
Of okay. one old song going into another one, going Ooh. Into another one. But I agree. I don't know if I could stand for, like, the equivalent of Blue Man Group, Anorexia Blue Man Group.
What is Cirque du Soleil? Isn't Cirque du Soleil? Around.
Look, ooh. Ooh, it's a rodent. No, it's not a rodent. Ooh, it's Linda McCartney. Whatever.
Isn't it always the same thing, though? It's got the guys that, like, stand on each other's hands. Then yeah. it's the girls that wrap themselves in a towel and go spinning.
Acrobatics.
I don't know.
Yep.
Just Tights. Sucks.
Sucks.
Not well, funny.
That's it. That's
that's the review of everything.
Mm-hmm. It sucks. When we come back, we'll talk about why Valentine's Day sucks.
Oh, seriously.
Well, you're going to get an argument from me.
This is a yearly rant, but this year, seriously, they've made us. I'm talking now, all you guys out there with penises, they're making us out to be stupider than we ever have been before. Very seriously. Too much pressure and too much now emphasis being put on man stupid, man too stupid to do anything.
It's pressure, Don, but it's pressure I always welcome. Right.
The pressure of love.
You're funny.
Right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.